Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. President Trump marked his 100 days in office with a campaign-style rally. He spoke on many of the same themes that got him elected, like making America great again, bringing back jobs, and improving national security.
We've spent billions and billions of dollars on one global project after another, and yet, as gangs flooded into our country, we couldn't even provide safety for our own people.
Some protesters wave Russian flags emblazoned with the Trump name on them. Police removed them from the rally. Earlier in the day, President Trump signed an executive order at a factory in the state of Pennsylvania directing his administration to review the nation's trade agreements. The order aims to determine whether the U.S. is being treated equitably by its trading partners in the 164-nation World Trade Organization. Thousands of people across the United States participated in so-called People's Climate Marches, largely to protest the Trump administration's environmental policies. In Washington, protesters held a rally outside the White House. Neil Payne was among them.
Invest in renewables, invest in alternative energy. This country should be a leader on alternative energy, and let's move forward.
Participants in the People's Climate March said they object to Mr. Trump's rollback of restrictions on mining, oil drilling, and greenhouse gas emissions at coal-fired power plants. U.S. Marines have returned to Afghanistan's southern Helmand province 3 years after NATO ended its combat mission in Afghanistan. Their return comes just days after Taliban announced a spring offensive. This is VOA News. President Trump has invited Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte to Washington to discuss various issues, including the threat North Korea presents to regional security. North Korea test-fired a ballistic missile early Saturday north of the capital, Pyongyang. Both Washington and Seoul said the test was not successful, but still drew widespread international condemnation.
Un lavoro di risolvere I problemi.
Pope Francis said Saturday the nuclear crisis in North Korea has heated up too much. He warned that a war with the isolated nation would destroy a good part of humanity. Pakistan's Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif has fired a key foreign policy aide, along with a senior information ministry bureaucrat, for their alleged roles in leaking details to the media on a top-level security meeting about counter-militancy efforts. The actions stem from a controversial article in a leading English-language newspaper that suggested the Sharif government was not satisfied with military-led operations against militant groups allegedly operating on Pakistani soil, particularly those involved in attacks against neighboring Afghanistan and India. 8 Syrian rescuers known as White Helmets were killed. It happened Saturday when an airstrike hit their office in the rebel-held Hama province. It was unclear who carried out that attack. Syrian army, backed by Russian and Iran in the 6-year-old war, has been making a push in recent weeks to regain rebel-held areas such as the Hama province. Turkey has passed 2 decrees, one expelling 4,000 civilians, the other banning TV dating programs. The state of emergency that followed last summer's coup attempt has allowed the Turkish government to rule by decrees. European Union has voted unanimously to adopt guidelines to negotiate Britain's exit from the EU. 27 leaders voted to approve those guidelines in less than 15 minutes. European Council President Donald Tusk said several steps have to be taken before the Brexit negotiations can begin.
Before negotiating our future relations with the UK, we must first achieve sufficient progress on citizens' rights, finances, and the border issue in Ireland.
Talks with Britain will begin shortly after the country holds its general election on June 8th. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com, and we're always available on the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.